Okay, we're going to get out to our first guest, a guy that I love. I wish he still lived here in San Diego, but it's great to be able to catch him in the Bay Area. John Schlegel, national baseball writer, MLB.com, joins us. John, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Coach. I'm doing well. Thanks. Thanks for the nice introduction. I feel likewise.
Hey, let me ask you this. Going into spring training right now, who do you think is the best team in baseball?
Well, you know, I mean, it's one of those kind of parody of excellence things. I mean, coming off of the World Series, the San Francisco Giants are, but, you know, they obviously had some changes that don't make them necessarily the best. Right now the Nationals stand out to me. I think the changes they made in bringing in Scherzer to really give them a rotation that's top notch, I think, is right up there. I think the teams that made the changes this winter, among them, you got to look at the Padres as being a team that's going to, you know, at least get into that upper echelon, or at least has a chance to. It's pretty, I really look at it as there's a lot of teams that have a chance to be really, really good, but things have to go right, and that's obviously the case anytime.
You know, John, you bring up the Washington Nationals, and boy, it really seems like they've got the right fit there. They got a very, very aggressive general manager in Mike Rizzo, who runs a very tight ship there, I might add, in Washington, with the way he goes about working with his staff. And then you look at their manager. I mean, Matt Williams, a tough, hard-nosed guy, but it looked like he did a pretty good job of being able to get along with ball players last year.
Well, he was pretty smart in how he handled it, in terms of knowing that a lot was there already, a lot was established, and, you know, he wasn't, you know, he was very vocal about that into October, that, you know, he would put his stamp on there, but he knew that there was a lot, you know, already there. And look at what they've done this off season with Scherzer, and you add that, and now you have, I mean, what are the holes there is what it comes down to, and there really aren't too many holes with the Nationals.
What about the Atlanta Braves this year? You know, Justin Upton's gone, Hayward is gone. I mean, it's a big difference with that ball club.
Oh, no question. I mean, that's one that, you know, and they got this guy Melvin Upton now.
Yeah, I heard.
All right. No, which is, you know, great. But, yeah, Marquez coming off of, you know, having his neck in a brace. And you know, I think they probably I don't know. I have a hard time figuring out what to think of them, to be honest with you, with the changes that they made. Trading Hayward to the Cardinals. And Upton, Justin Upton gone now. So, I don't know whether that means that's on the way. That's a team on the way up. It doesn't seem like it.
I'll tell you, one of the teams that I think is going to be very exciting to watch is going to be the Miami Marlins. I think they brought in some players. They got the premier power hitter in the game in Giancarlo Stanton. And I know it's kind of an under the radar signing, but I still think Ichiro may have something left.
Oh, sure, and you know, that was a nice addition toward the end of their off season, and there's a lot to like there. Jose Fernandez comes back early in the season. That's a big bonus. So, you know, they're definitely a team to watch, and a fun team to watch, with Giancarlo Stanton being, I mean, really, if he doesn't, it was on September 11th, I believe, that he was struck in the face. I mean, if he continues that. That September plays out the season, I think that changes the whole MVP situation with Clayton Kershaw. You're talking about a position player who really helped his team. Up to that point, they were 500 or so, nobody expecting them to be that good. But I agree. I mean, I, the Marlins will be fun to watch, and that's a division that's kind of interesting, you know, for this year. All the way through, if you're talking about the Mets, you know, what are they going to ever do to step up? They haven't really stepped up in making moves. And the Phillies are, you know, what they are, you know, an older team with not a lot of chance of being in contention. So, you know, I think that the Marlins certainly have an opportunity to get up into that, wild card position, at least, because they were not out of it last year until they lost Stanton.
John Schlegel, national baseball writer, MLB.com, joining us here on the Corky's Hotline on the Mighty 1090. John, I got to tell you, I look at the Marlins right now, and I think bringing in D. Gordon, and I'm not really sure exactly why the Dodgers wanted to part with him. He's still a very young player, made the All-Star team, led the National League in stolen base. I know they brought in Howie Kendrick from the Angels, but, boy, what a catalyst at the top of the lineup. When you take a look at D. Gordon, Christian Yelich, I mean, those are two guys that can flat-out run.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people don't necessarily know that Christian Yelich already is a great top of the lineup guy. He was a lot of fun for that team last year with Stanton behind him and Casey McGee driving in a lot of runs for them now with the Giants. So, absolutely. And it really kind of had me shaking my head a little bit about the Dodgers. And you look at the Dodgers and the changes that they made, and I'm not sure. I never did quite buy in when they were getting a lot of these high-priced guys, because I'll admit it. I'm a chemistry guy. I am. I really think chemistry exists, and you can't just throw in some guys that are very talented and expect them to be, a successful team. And so what they're doing now, I like them up the middle, but they're older. They still have Adrian Gonzalez and Puig and a lot of talent, but a great rotation. But it's still, I still have that kind of sinking feeling it's not something that fits together. And when, D. Gordon was one of those moves that made me just kind of shake my head, like, gosh, what did he need to do to be a stalwart for them?
National League Central, the Cardinals, the team to beat again?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are until they're not, kind of, the Pirates are kind of right there. I don't think that, as much as the Cubs have done, I don't think they're necessarily going to be a factor this year. They still have, in my mind, a couple pieces and some growing to do. But the Cardinals are the class of, right up there among the class of the NL right now, until they're not. I mean, they continue to have, away. They still have a lot of talent with Matt Carpenter's a guy that I think is a really top flight player in this league, and he's pretty much just getting started. So he's what really is third, fourth year. So, yeah, I'd call them the class of that division.
Seems like Cincinnati, they had a pretty good run there with Dusty Baker, and they could never get to where they wanted to go. They made the change. They brought in Brian Price. Didn't go so well last year for a variety of reasons, and I don't even think they're going to be much of a player this year.
No, they're not looking like they're in that position to really go for a postseason bid. In my mind, I mean, we're talking about some talent, and it's been a good club. Billy Hamilton was really had a nice season last year. I thought he really did the things that you would like to see him do, and I think he's an exciting player in this game. And Jay Bruce can kind of get back on the horse a little bit. Joey Votto get on the horse a little bit. Mesoraco had a really good year last year. So I mean, there's guys there. Todd Frazier. There's definitely something there, but it sure didn't pan out last year.
John Schlegel joining us from MLB.com on the Mighty 1090, national baseball writer. Let's jump over to the AL East. Baltimore Orioles. Buck Showalter has the Midas touch, and boy, his team is getting closer and closer every year, it seems like.
Well, it is. I think they took a couple of hits there with Cruz and Markakis both gone. Again, a lot of talent still, but they took some hits. It's going to be another challenge, but they do get. It's kind of you look at teams like I always bring up the Giants, but the Giants are going to get a couple acquisitions at the beginning of this year, named Matt Cain and Angel Pagan. I mean, so the Orioles are looking forward to getting Machado back. They're looking forward to get Weeders back and Chris Davis, who they were missing the last month in the postseason. So I mean, there's something there. The one, and I've been saying it for 3 years, that the team that I'm wanting to see, kind of take that next step, or I expect to take that next step, is the Blue Jays, and they made some some moves this offseason. I think Josh Donaldson is he's one of the best third basemen in the game right now. I think that's been being proven over the last couple of years. He's got a lot of offensive talents and does some amazing things actually at third base. That's the team out of that division that I kind of want to keep my eye on. They certainly have an offense that's going to produce.
Is Tampa Bay going to go back to being the old Tampa Bay minus Joe Maddon?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not the same thing, and in that division where the Yankees are always there and, you know, obviously going to be hoping for an upswing. But no, it seems like the Rays are going to be a challenge to keep up with that division. Let's not forget the Red Sox, who are doing this kind of, you know, back and forth thing with winning the title and then really taking a big step backwards and then kind of retooling. They have some issues, I think, with the rotation. I just want to see how it all pans out. They ended up getting some pretty good arms there that are proven in the major leagues, but it was a whole revamp of that rotation. So, it's another team that you got to keep your eye on. And remember, there was only a couple of years ago they won the whole thing.
Hey, John, who's your pick in the AL Central? You going with Detroit or you going with Kansas City?
I think Kansas City. I think they lost a few things there. You know, they still have their bullpen. But you know, losing Shields I go the Tigers. I mean, I think they're kind of still the incumbent, certainly they had a pretty good sized loss of losing a couple of their pitchers, not only Scherzer but Porcello. But you know, gosh, that middle of that lineup, and you know, see what Cespedes does with that. That middle of that lineup, it's still the class of the division.
How about AL West? I would think the Angels won the division last year in a walkaway. They flamed out three games in the playoffs to the Royals, but Seattle seems to be improved. And you know more about Oakland than I do. I kind of question whether or not that they can really contend this year.
Well, they definitely took a step back with all the guys that they traded. They traded almost all of their all-stars from last year, including Samardzija, who was kind of in between National League and American League at the All-Star game last year. But, I think they did kind of get some good players at the end there with Ben Zobrist in particular, and Tyler Clippard is going to be a guy that's going to help them with Sean Doolittle looking at not being ready for the start of the season. The Angels, it's always something with the Angels now. There's this news coming out about Josh Hamilton and having a relapse, a drug relapse, and that's going to be a big story here in the next couple of days. And that obviously affects that offense, whether he's at his peak performance or not. He's still, you know, a guy that's giving protection to Mike Trout there's always something with them, it seems like. But I really like the Mariners. I liked them last year. They should be in position to do some real exciting things. So, probably at the moment, with kind of the Josh Hamilton situation up in the air a little bit, I like the Mariners.
Hey, John, final question regarding our Padres. And of course, you were down here and covered and actually once upon a time worked for the San Diego Padres. How surprised are you, and how surprised are a lot of your national baseball writing colleagues about what the Padres were able to get done this offseason?
Well, I think it's a sea change. I mean, it's something totally different than we've seen from the Padres. I mean, there have been those times where they've brought in some guys and it's paid off. And you know, 84, 98, certainly when bringing in Kevin Brown, and they've made these kind of bumps, but this is a pretty extraordinary one. They may not have the foundation that they did, going into 98 when they added Brown as the kind of icing on the cake, but to do the entire outfield the way that they've done is kind of mind-boggling. And then to top it all off with Shields, who I think, you know, has a lot of respect in the game as one of the biggest horses out there to give you a lot of innings and quality innings. People are definitely taking notice. I'm not sure that everything is perfectly set for that team to be right at the top of the division. The improvements are unbelievable. I think people, they definitely were the champions of change, of the off season, the team that definitely made the biggest statement.
Hey, John, great stuff. We'll look forward to doing this every once in a while during the baseball season. Continue the great work and hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Coach. Glad to do it.
There you go. John Schlegel, national baseball writer, MLB.com. He's based up in the Bay Area, but he's got a good grasp on Padre baseball. As I mentioned, he covered the Padres for a number of years